This door was still working, but might not be for much longer. He closed his eyes and thought of his mother bending over him as he lay in his little bed. How soon before he had been promoted from the cradle he didn't know, but surely not long. Her face, a patchwork of colors from the nursery windows. Gabrielle Duchesne, who would later die at those hands which she caressed so lightly and lovingly with her own. Daughter of Candor the Tall, wife of Stephen, mother of Roland, singing him to sleep, and dreams of those lands only children know. Baby Bunting, baby dear, baby bring your berries here. Oh, Chusset, Chisset, Chasset, bring enough to fill your basket. So far I've traveled, he thought, with his hands splayed on the ghostwood door. So far I've traveled, and so many I've hurt along the way, hurt or killed. And what I may have saved was saved by accident and can never save my soul. Do I have one? Yet there's this much. I've come to the head of the last trail, and I need not travel it alone. If only Susanna will go with me. Mayhap there's still enough to fill my basket. Chasset, Roland said, and opened his eyes as the door opened. He saw Oi leap nimbly through. He heard the shrill scream of the void between the worlds and then stepped through himself, sweeping the door shut behind him and still without a backward look. Chapter 4 Fedic Two Views 1 Look at how brilliant it is here. When we came before, Fedic was shadowless and dull. But there was a reason for that. It wasn't the real Fedic, but only a kind of Todash substitute. A place Mia knew well and remembered well, just as she remembered the Castle Allure, where she went often before circumstances, in the person of Walter O'Dim, gave her a physical body, and could thus recreate.